joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline. An email that was very heartening to get. Mr. Jerome Ford from Crawford House, a place where veterans can go if they need a place to live, nearly destroyed in a winter storm a few months ago. Jerome, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
How are you doing there?
We're doing wonderfully well. You have quite a story to tell today.
Well, you say a storm a few months ago. That storm was last year, March of 2019.
Right.
When the storm actually blew the roof off of our building.
Yeah, almost exactly a year ago. That's right. And that was a nasty storm. I remember hearing from you back then and at our trying to get you connected with a roofer. And it sounds from what you shared with me in your email that this has been a long and arduous process getting back to a point where you can now open the doors again.
Absolutely, but we're excited now because our doors are open and we have veterans in our facility right now.
Wonderful. And you have space for how many people?
We have space right now. Our contract with the VA is for 12 veterans right now. We are a 20-bed facility, but we have space for 12 veterans right now with our VA contract. Now, the contract we had previously with the VA for substance abuse was for 8 beds. We no longer have that contract.
But you do have for the 20, and you are continuing to receive referrals. So a veteran who needs space is going to be referred by the VA to you. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about the process, if you don't mind, because I know one of the big issues, one of the most pressing issues, when you and I talked for the very first time that year ago was what was going on with the roof. And you were in a really, really tough spot.
Well, it was a tough spot for us, as we said, because our roof came off. We had veterans. We had a full building. Veterans were in our building when time the roof came off. So luckily, with the help of community partners as such, we were able to move those veterans to a local hotel, during the time they were supposed to be with us and get them all permanently housed. Okay, after moving them to a hotel and getting them permanently housed, then we had to move into one of our houses that we rent rooms to veterans in while our building was being worked on. So as we spoke, that process took a little bit over a year long to get done.
And, there was a period of time there where the roof was open, the interior of the building was exposed to the elements, there was a risk of developing mold and other problems as you were on the search for some contractors and other organizations that could come and help you get the building dried back in and closed up.
Correct. We got the building dried back in and closed back up, but the process was very, very, very tough. I mean, they literally tore every wall in our building down, everything except for the roof and everything except for the beams in the sidewalls. But they tore all the walls down, all the rooms. Everything here is redone at the Crawford House. Everything is brand new and redone.
Wow, what a moment for you when the last nail is driven and you're ready to welcome that first veteran. Tell me how that felt.
It felt really good. It was a little bit of tearful to be happy again that we're open back up, but we can serve our veteran community again. It was a very, very tough time, as you said before, opening these doors back up, but very happy that we were able to open our doors up. We have veterans here right now. I'm very thankful that our doors are open and we can serve them.
Describe the type of people that you are helping to serve and support.
Well, the primary veterans that we serve are veterans who have dual mental health disabilities, veterans who are being treated by the VA for those disabilities, which prevent them from attaining permanent housing. That is our role here in the city, and we've been performing that role here since actually 2001.
Jerome, how can the Springs community support you in this mission that you're on right now?
How the Springs community can continue to support us, because they've always supported us before, and they can continue to support us by sending veterans our way, sending veterans to our local VA clinic to get help, because help is here. The veterans just have to reach out for it. A lot of time it comes from the ignorance of not knowing what to do or where to go. As a matter of fact, I had a veteran come to my door today and say to me, "Excuse me, sir, but I have a dishonorable discharge, and I don't know where to go." I said, "Sir, do you have a D-214? He said, "No, I don't have one." I said, "Well, where'd you get a dishonorable discharge from?" He said, "Well, that's what they told me." So what I see right there is that he's not aware of what's going on with his life right now. So I direct him into the resources that he needs to find out where what's going on with him, because he doesn't know. I said, "Were you ever in prison, sir?" He said, "No, I wasn't." I said, "Well, sir, then you don't have a dishonorable discharge." I said, let's go to this location, talk to these people. I directed him some locations, gave him some cards, and hopefully he'll get the help he needs. But a lot of it is not knowing what to do or where to go. Our veterans come home with a lack of knowledge of knowing, again, what to do or where to go. And they need, you know, community people to support them and tell them where they need to go or where they can receive the help to get them moving.
And Crawford's House, a very special one of those resources. Jerome Ford, we thank you profoundly
sure,
for
you.
All you do. And it's a privilege to be able to share your story with the community. And I do hope to say, let's stay in touch and let's do some updates here.
We'll definitely do that, sir. We'll keep you posted.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
I want to thank the Colorado Springs community for always supporting us.